So I'll just have a short homily this morning. After my homily, we're going to be listening to the words of our stewardship appeal. For maybe those of you at other parishes, you might have heard it last week, but we'll be listening to the audio of it. It's a special audio version. Our projectors are not doing so hot right now, so we'll do that after my homily. But in the meantime, we hear in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the story of his call, when he was called by God to come and to follow Christ, to come and to be a prophet. And you might think that the story of the prophetic calls were very simple. You might think that when they heard the Lord's voice, they were like, oh, great. Oh, God, you're calling me. Oh, awesome. Great, I'll do it. That's great. Sometimes we in our Christian faith, too, we think that certain people hear God, and when they hear God, they are just excited. You know, oh, God's asked me to do this great thing. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so easy and fun. And I would say almost universally, it may be wrong from time to time, but almost universally, when God asks something from us, our reaction is almost always like that of Isaiah. First thing, when the Lord came to Isaiah, he saw the seraphim, which are these strange angels covered in eyes and wings, and they sing God's glory day and night. And he had this vision where he saw and heard the seraphim, and they were saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." Does that sound familiar? Hopefully it sounds a little familiar. That's where we get the Sanctus, the holy, holy, holy in the Mass, just before we begin the Eucharistic prayer. So that comes from the prophet Isaiah. It talks about Isaiah peering into the heavens. And so for us, the Eucharist, we call it the divine liturgy, or when we enter in under the veil of faith, we enter and we have that connection to the heavenly temple, the heavenly glory. So it comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah. We didn't just make it up. This would be a fun thing to sing, right? No, it comes from the scriptures. The second, though, is more to my first point, which is his reaction was not, oh, awesome. Like, I get to go to this thing, this church thing, and it's going to make me feel real alive and meet a lot of friends and stuff like that. No. His reaction was, woe is me, I am doomed. Woe is me, I am doomed. And that is most likely all of our reactions when God enters into our life to encourage us to do something, even if it's something good, something holy, something that'll make us better. Because our first reaction is that God's going to overturn the way of life I already know. Even if we're living a sinful life, we love our sin. And so we're afraid that God's going to flip it all on its head and ruin our life. And in some sense, God does ruin our life. He can. Especially if we're doing the things that we shouldn't be doing. He's going to flip it all on its head. And this is true of my own story. I'm not going to go into it today, of going into the seminary. My first thought, when the thought came into my mind of going to the seminary, my first thought was not, oh yeah, I'm going to be a priest. It was, oh no, I'm going to be a priest. I mean, it wasn't what I had wanted when I was a child. I imagine for some people, we have a lot of babies here, right? When someone finds out they're pregnant, you know, for people, it's not, the first reaction is not, I mean, there's joy, but sometimes it's also like, what am I going to do? It's probably familiar for a lot of you. The prospect of getting married for some people is very frightening. So they push it off, they avoid it, that idea of making that commitment. For some people, maybe young people, the prospect of having to break up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right? It's like, it seems frightful and fearful. Every change in our life that is of God is going to, in some way or another, give us a sense of fear. And so, end of my little homily here. Don't take fear as a sign that you're not being called by God to do something. In fact, oftentimes, it's a sign that you're supposed to do it, that God is calling you in the midst of it. So, in the way that you can, look at your life and see, what am I afraid of doing? And see that it may be, it's not always, but it may be that God is actually calling you to run towards that fear. And he'll do what he does to Elijah. He takes a flaming ember, like a hot coal from heaven, and he touches it to the mouth. I mean, imagine eating a hot coal. I mean, don't do that, but spiritually, right? That It burned away that fear, and it flipped. He went from being afraid to saying, "Here I am, send me." So the Lord will do for us if we bring him our hopes and our desires in the midst of our fears and allow him to touch our lives. He'll flip our fears and turn them into a sense of joyful response to his call.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm sure that you've heard the old Chinese proverb, "Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime." I'm always amazed when I see this proverb in action. In our archdiocese, a great example of this is our Catholic Stewardship Appeal. The appeal is a major source of financial support for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. With your help and support, we teach children the Catholic faith and help the poor and struggling by giving them the skills and resources to improve their lives. We prepare men for the priesthood that will one day lead our parishes and provide lifelong faith formation for Catholics of all ages to help bring them closer to Christ. I'm moved by the stories of how Catholic Charities helps teach young mothers without family support how to care for their children, how the appeal provides the funds for young men to attend the seminary who cannot afford that cost even with the help of their family, and how the Catholic Church reaches out to minister to individuals who struggle with loss due to divorce or the death of a loved one. The theme of our appeal is Amazing Grace. Please help us provide God's amazing grace to those in need and allow us to give them the education, training, and support to improve their lives. The Catholic Stewardship Appeal is an easy and convenient way to serve our fellow brothers and sisters and the broader community as we demonstrate our unity as Catholic Christians of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Help me pray for the faithful, our clergy, and lay leadership, and for those served by the many ministries and programs offered by our church. For most of us, our experience of church is through parish life. The church is, however, much more than that. As a Catholic family, we are called in mission to love and serve the church, its people, our communities at large, and ultimately our Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to consider joining me in making a gift to the appeal. All gifts are equally important. Imagine what can be accomplished in the name of our local faith community if every parishioner was inspired by Amazing Grace and participated in the appeal. While parishes rely on the financial support of parishioners through weekly offertory collections, the Archdiocese relies on these same parishioners to make possible the many services it provides to thousands of individuals and families each year. It is said a picture is worth a thousand words. I have asked your pastor and parish directors to make available the video Amazing Grace, produced to demonstrate the amazing works performed through your contributions and supporting the good works of the mission of the Archdiocese. Give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. Please, join me in teaching more people how to fish. Join me in supporting the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. Thank you, and may God bless you.